Hello. Welcome back, everyone. How's everyone doing? Are you happy to have me back now? Are you happy to have me back to hang out with you guys? We keep switching from green screen to this. And you know what? That's not the only changes that the show is going to be going through over the next few months. It will be a lot more changes. So just buckle in. I don't want to talk about it quite yet, but there's going to be some things happening. And I'll be busy. It's going to be a very busy year for me. If you guys couldn't gather from last episode, I'm a little busy. I have a lot going on, and it's not going to slow down anytime soon. Because guess what? Uncle Tommy's got to plan a wedding now. And that's the weirdest sentence that's come out of my mouth. The fact that I have to plan a wedding is so bizarre. Started a Google Doc today, trying to figure out guest list and what location we're going to do it at, dates. COVID complicates everything. I just want to get it done. I just want to do it and get it done. And sure, it'll be fun to party. It'll be fun to hang out with everybody, but I just don't want to plan any of it. And I don't want to worry about it. I just want to hire someone and go do whatever the fuck you want, which is pretty much what I told Beth is just do what you want. If you're happy, I'm happy. Do what you want to do and I'll be happy. And I don't want to have anything to do with it. So that's good. So that'll be fun. That'll be my fun task. But at least I'm keeping up with episodes now, you know? Well, I'm going to try to at least. But there's going to be changes. But I'm going to try to keep up, but there's going to be changes. In other positive news, LA's back. The stay-at-home order lifted or whatever. Stay-at-home order. I the whole city's pretty much open now, which is great news. So it's not like you can dine inside and stuff now. And there's some bars open. There's some places you can go. So that feels good. Finally, I mean, it feels crazy that it's been a year, over a year now of this bullshit of coronavirus. Everyone can get the vaccine now. So we're out of it pretty much. We're out of the mud. And that's a good sign. It makes me feel confident and happy and hopeful for the future. It's just I don't think it'll be 100% the same for quite some time. It's not going to be like going in bars and getting piss ass drunk, wasted with your friends on the weekend for a little bit of time. Maybe ever again. I don't know how packed bars will ever get ever again. I mean, the traveling thing's never going to go away. And I've been saying this since the beginning. We're going to have to wear masks pretty much forever. So get used to it, because that's the new norm. I have to wear masks forever. But cities, I don't know. I think LA, I don't know. I don't know where most of you guys listen from, what states, what cities, but LA is probably one of the last. I mean, you guys have probably been open for months at this point and you're like, yeah, dude, we've been open, but it's just nice to know, you know, it's nice to know that they lifted that up. I was gone for a while. I was kind of just checked out for a while. Cause I was gone. Let's see, 3 weeks ago, I was quitting my last job, and then I took a week off traveling, and then last week was orienting to the new job, which is so much work. It's so much work. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. You just get so much information at once. So I'm a little out of energy right now. Oh, look who's calling, British Beth. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, babe, I'm recording an episode of the show. What's up?
Oh, hi, everyone. No, I was just saying that I'm just finishing work now.
Okay. Are you leaving to go home right now?
In 5 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Text me when you're back.
All right. Bye. All right. I love you.
Bye. Sorry you're not in this episode.
Sorry, everyone. All right. Bye.
So that's nice. We're just like two peas in a pod. You know that? We're such a good team. Also in the news, Doge is back in the news because it's skyrocketing again. And I told you guys to get in Doge. I told you guys Doge is going to the moon. Dogecoin's going to the moon. And I told you guys, and guess who was right? Me. I'm right on this shit. You guys got to give me more credit, okay? You got to give me more credit because I'm smart as shit. And I predict things and they come true. And I was right about Doge. And Doge didn't just go up a couple cents, all right? It went up to 50 cents, I think, at one point. 40 cents, something like that. So I'm a rich man now because I put a lot of money in a couple months ago. A lot of money. And I don't know where it's going. I didn't put tons and tons of money in because I'm not an idiot and I don't know. I'm not going to put my life savings in there. Although some people did and they are like retiring now. They sold their Doge and they're going to, you know, they're making hundreds of thousands, no, millions. I think people made millions off of this. Which I don't have the balls to do that. I'm too much of a pussy to put all my money into Dogecoin. But it's fun. It's fun. If you only have a little bit of money, I know there's some younger people who listen to this. If you only have a little bit of money, you want to start dabbling in crypto. It's the easiest thing ever. It's 42 cents. Buy 100 Dogecoins or whatever the hell you call it. Buy 100 units, whatever. It costs you $50. Not even. Did I do the math right? Yeah, whatever. Look, I'm not smart. And I don't, even though I just told you I was, I'm not. Not book smart, I'm street smart. And I know when to follow a trend and when to follow other people. And people were buying Doge, so I bought Doge at the ground level at 3 cents. And guess what? It's at 40 now. So you do the math. Going to try to keep the show short today. Obviously, I want to go see my fiance. And that's so weird. And I'm never going to get used to saying that. But there's just a couple things I want to cover. One of them being Doge, which I'm extremely excited about. And if you're not going to be on the if you're not on the Doge train yet, you better get on it, bud, buckaroo. You better get on it because who knows where it's going to go from here. If it goes to a dollar, are you going to be very happy with yourself? No. You're going to be going, oops, I'm a dum-dum. I'm a dum-dum. I could have made thousands of dollars on this. And you didn't. So get in Doge. Not a financial advisor, but get in Doge. The next thing that we have to talk about is UFOs. We have to talk about UFOs because no one talks about it. Because it's not really, I mean, it was covered in the mainstream media today, but we had the second big confirmed sighting by the Navy of UFOs. And these ones are way bigger of a deal than last time, in my opinion. And we're just glossing over them. No one gives a shit. We're going to see aliens in our lifetime. If we don't, I'll be shocked. Hopefully I don't die young. But UFOs are back in the news and it's credible as shit. Let's watch this video. Now, this video, I will preface, is from Mystery Wire, but it's by a very credible journalist, George Knapp, who tends to specialize in these UFO types of things. And it's a well put together thing and he keeps the pictures in there and everything. And you can see the pictures that they post and they are freaky and they're verified by the Navy, by the government. So just watch this.
In March 2019, the crew of a Navy F-18 flying out of Naval Air Station Oceana off the coast of Virginia into the restricted airspace called W-72 encountered three unknown objects, one
Look
right
at
after
that.
Another,
one on the left.
Directly in their flight path. The weapons systems officer used an iPhone to snap a photo of this object, dubbed the Sphere.
That one's
then
not
minutes
that crazy.
Later, this object, nicknamed the Acorn. Then minutes after that,
this
a
one's
third
so
object,
crazy. Look at that.
Was labeled metallic blue.
It looks like an airstream.
The unclassified photos were forwarded to Pentagon investigators working for what is now known
kind of plane
as the
ship
UAP
like that?
Task Force,
Shape.
A congressionally designated program created to find out what the aerial intruders might be. Foreign drones? Some kind of balloons? Perhaps. 2 years later, though, after examining the photos, along with sensor data that has not been made public, the UAP Task Force still considers the objects to be unknowns. After the photos were first reported by Mystery Wire, other more exotic images surfaced.
Oh, yeah, here's the pyramid
objects,
one. This is the one that they
flying pyramids buzzing Navy
the Navy
released on
the
West
Coast
the other day. In July
Look at
2019.
That thing. It's a triangle.
Classified images were obtained by filmmaker Jeremy Corbell. This week, Corbell's images and the Mystery Wire visuals have been splattered all over international headlines and in network newscasts. Many months earlier, though, these and other images were presented in closed-door briefings to Congress, including the Senate Intelligence Committee, which created the UAP Task Force. Intelligence Committee Chairman Senator Mark Warner declined to confirm to us whether he's seen the pyramid video or the Oceana photos, but did say the ongoing investigation is a serious matter involving national security.
One of the things
I mean, come on. come on, if you're a disbeliever at this point, just look and give it. I'm not saying there's aliens in those ships, although look at them. What kind of ships are shaped like an Airstream trailer blimp? What? And that the pyramid triangle one, that's the weirdest one, because that doesn't make any sense whatsoever to be in the air like that. Maybe the other ones you could be like, okay, they're drones. There's something the Russians did. There's something the Chinese people did. The triangle pyramid one doesn't make any sense. And you can see ones a little bit behind it. I mean, people, if you, even if you are a skeptic, where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that? If there is life on other planets, it is the single greatest discovery in human history. And maybe they've touched down before. Maybe they've talked with us before. Maybe they thought we were idiot monkey people when we were evolving. Maybe there's what that's what cave painting drawings were about. I don't think so. I don't, maybe, I don't actually, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. All I'm saying is, if this is real and it happens in our lifetime, that's huge news. And if I don't know why you wouldn't root for that. I just want the aliens to come down. Just, I want to play Yahtzee with you. Let's go to, we'll go to the beach. We'll play Yahtzee. You can show me pictures of what it, who built the pyramids and how they did it. And you can show me Rectus 9. And take me to Zeta Reticuli system and we'll fly around and you can show me things and I'll show you about Earth culture and I'll show you how to play darts and what it's like to go to a bar in LA and peak time. We'll go to a club and you'll be like, why do you humans just stand around a club moving your bodies, worshiping lights? Because that's what it looks like when you're at a club. And I'll explain it to him. I'll go, look, bro, that's just what we do. Now, why do you communicate with your fingertips? And I'll be like, because I'm an alien. And that's what'll happen. And then he'll take me in his ship and we'll fly. And I'll become the first human in space. That's all I'm asking for. Can you just indulge me a little bit, aliens? Here's the real question, though. If aliens do exist, does that mean every major religion's bullshit? I think it kind of does, right? Like, is it possible? It's still possible there's a God. I'm not discrediting God, but like Christianity and Islam and Judaism, like, are those bullshit now if there's extraterrestrial life? I think kind of, right? Because it's all based on a false premise almost. Because, like, at least in Christianity, it's like, oh, you're made in God's image and likeness. Well, what about these other creatures? They're not made in God's image and likeness, or are they? I don't know. What do they believe? Do they have religion? See, and now we just go down the rabbit hole of UFOs, because I looked at one picture of an Airstream flying in the air from the U.S. Navy and a big pyramid flying around from the U.S. Navy in night vision goggles. I don't know. It's the anticipation that's killing me. And it's the fact that everyone just doesn't, we should be talking about this every day, trying to find answers. Like, why is the government allowed to hide this from us? If there is a galactic federation of aliens, why don't we know about it? And why is the government not, telling us? I don't know. What do you think about it? Do you believe in aliens? I would actually genuinely like to know how many of my listeners think this is interesting to talk about or not. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. All right, I'll keep this episode short because last week was so long. But I do want to, first of all, go on a bit of a rant, and then we'll end with a funny video. But my rant is this, the thing that I forgot to talk about last week. At least I think I did with Beth. And that was our trip back from Miami. We decided to make a big mistake and fly JetBlue. And hey, I've never flown JetBlue before. I haven't heard the best things in the world. But I thought I'll give them a shot. Okay? I'll give JetBlue a shot. And they had a lot of options coming out of Miami. If you've flown from LA to Miami, or you fly into Miami regularly, whatever, from New York, whatever the hell you do, you'll notice JetBlue has a lot of flight options. That's why we chose them. Beth wanted to fly out later. She's like, well, I want to fly out at like 6 o'clock or something like that. I want to fly out later and die. And I didn't want to. I was like, I want to get back earlier, but whatever, whatever. We'll go back. It's not a big deal, Matt. Whatever. So we go to JetBlue thing. Immediately noticing some problems. It is probably the worst terminal in the Miami airport. There's three food options. One of them being Pizza Hut. One of them being a Pizza Hut to go, a Pizza Hut Express. And if that's one of the only open restaurants in your terminal, oops, we're in big trouble. Because if I can only buy fettuccine Alfredo pasta bake, a rigatoni tortellini pasta bake, a cheese pizza, breadsticks, baked wings, or a pepperoni pizza pre-baked, I'm in big trouble. And that was one. That was the only restaurant. And the line, of course, is huge. There was one other restaurant open with paninis or something. One of the worst. I got a chicken Caesar wrap. Easily one of the worst, least substantive wraps I've ever had in my life. And a Pizza Hut Express. Whatever, fine. I can deal with this. You know what? At least they sell beer at the Pizza Hut Express. I can buy a couple of Bud Lights. Maybe I'll try to smuggle them on the flight. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but that's what I was planning on doing until I ran into an issue. And that issue was, I was eating my Pizza Hut to go express in the terminal, and I had to go downstairs to a downstairs terminal where there's no windows, which is also a bad sign. I walked down there. Oops, hey, your flight's delayed by 15 minutes. And this is where the nightmare starts. So we're like, fine, we'll wait down here. It'll be 15 minutes. There's in the no windows basement terminal, wherever the hell we are. And I'm eating my Pizza Hut to go. And then they keep delaying the flight. 15 minutes. And they're saying it's just a slight maintenance problem. We're running some tests, whatever the hell that means. We're running some tests. So I get up and go to the bathroom, and it's a one-man show. Because of course it is. And of course the line is out 10 people. And there's 10 people in line for the one-man show bathroom in the basement. And there's moms yelling at their kids, calling her kids idiots, screaming at them. I don't know. It's just kind of funny calling your own kids idiots because they don't really have any grasp of what that is. You're not really hurting their feelings. They don't really care. And the mom was legitimately being like, you guys are idiots. Y'all are idiots is what she was saying. And I'm just like, okay, now it's getting later and later and later. And fine. At least it's Saturday because we flew back on a Saturday, tomorrow is Sunday. And that's all I'm keeping in my head. And I'm thinking I got Pizza Hut Express. Delicious, healthy Pizza Hut Express. And after about an hour and a half, I'm thinking we're not getting home tonight. They keep running the same maintenance tests on this plane and we're not getting home tonight. Just switch planes already. Hey, just switch planes, JetBlue. First of all, fix your terminal. Get a better bathroom downstairs. Don't put a terminal in the basement. Second of all, get other restaurants other than Pizza Hut Express. That should not be your only choice of restaurant. Get something else. I don't care. Get a bar. Get something. I don't like a Pizza Hut Express. I didn't even know they had those in airports. Since when was this? This must have been installed and built in the 90s. Who in the right mind would be like lands in an airport? It's like, you know what I could go for? Pizza Hut Express. I want a shitty, greasy, pre-made pizza. For $12. So we're getting angry and anxious and boisterous, frankly. And they say to us one more time, we're sorry, we understand the frustration. No, first of all, you don't understand the frustration because you just work here and live here in Miami. You don't give a shit. You're going to keep running your stupid test. I don't care. I'd rather risk it at this point, by the way. Run the test. The odds of us crashing are about 0%, and I don't care. Just I'd rather take the risk and maybe possibly crash. Stupid JetBlue. So they were like, well, it's delayed another 15 minutes. And at this point, we're yelling at them. Just give us another plane. It's been 2 hours at this point. Just give us another plane. So I think finally they took heeded of our requests. Hey, go back upstairs. We're getting another plane for you guys. Fine. Great. We go upstairs and now they have to reassign people's seats. and my blood is boiling. No communication, no rhyme or reason to it. People are just waiting in line, getting out of line. The people who work the desk are rude as shit. I went up there at one point to see if there was other flights I could take because there was one on the ticker that was like, it's leaving at 9. So I was like, I'd rather 100% leave at 9 o'clock than maybe possibly leave at 8:30. I'm not going to take that risk. And I asked the lady and she goes, nope, there's no other flights. No, there's no other flights, you stupid fucking idiot. That's what she said. Verbatim, that's what she said. She goes, you stupid loser. You dumb idiot. Fuckface. You think we'd have other flights going out? I'm not even going to check for you. Get your ass back downstairs. That's what she said to me, dude. And we finally assigned us all our seats. So when all said and done, we didn't. Our flight was supposed to leave at 6, I think. We ended up leaving at 10:50, I think is when it was. Nightmare in real life. Nightmare on Earth. The only redeeming quality is the fact that the planes were kind of nice. But it doesn't matter because I'm going to sleep the whole time because I'm fucking exhausted. And I'm not going to stay up on a flight all night. I got to sleep at some point. Oh, and then also, took everyone forever to get on the plane. Oh, and then also, bumpiest flight of all time. I thought the plane was going to go down. Bumpiest flight of all time. So JetBlue, fuck you. It's my first and last time flying JetBlue. I tweeted at them. That's how carny and angry I got. They didn't even respond. They don't care. They literally tried to lock me in the cargo hold in the middle of the flight. And I was like, excuse me, I'm trying to sleep here. Excuse me, trying to sleep here. That's what I said. So yeah, I just had to bitch about that because I'm never flying JetBlue again. First and last time. Hey, JetBlue, if you're listening, first and last time. Never flying you again. You suck. Customer service stinks. Pizza Hut Express stinks. Terminal stinks. Bathroom stinks. Staff stinks. Planes stink. Pilots stink. So goodbye. And we got 7 minutes left and we're going to end it with maybe one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my entire life. That song by Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl. I'm going to see how long we can get through this, but it's not going to be long because it's terrible. I saw someone post this on Reddit like a week ago, I think. And I don't like Dave Grohl. Sorry, not a fan. He seems very fake to me. I know everyone on Reddit loves him. They're like, oh, I love Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, Nirvana. Oh, Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones. I don't like the Rolling Stones, don't like the Foo Fighters, and I don't like Nirvana, really. They have like two good songs, maybe. Sorry, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about the Rolling Stones that people love so much. I don't love... I can't get no satisfaction. Or if that's how the song goes. I see a red door and I want to paint it black. I guess that song's okay. But I think they're overrated. Sure, maybe I wasn't around at the time. And I'm sorry if I'm blaspheming. And so I'm sorry people are going to be like, hey, how dare you not like one of the most popular bands of all time. Guess what? I don't like the Beatles either. I think the Beatles stink. They stink. The Beatles stink. All right. The Rolling Stones kind of stink. Foo Fighters definitely stink. So if you combine Dave Grohl, Mick Jagger, I'm being rude as shit right now. They're good musicians. I'm sure they're nice guys. This song is the cringiest thing I've ever heard. Just listen. They're doing a song about like 2020, essentially. Really bad rhymes. This sounds like a song that it's like a first draft. The lyrics just don't work. Yeah. Obviously, dude. Yeah, I know. I get it. COVID buzzwords. That's the song should be called COVID buzzwords. No, wait, that's one of the worst lines. You gotta listen to this. These rhymes are terrible. Is it just me? It feels like they just literally wrote down all the buzzwords they wanted to use and figured out how to rhyme them in the song. Like, what? And the song's called Easy Sleazy. It should be called Coronavirus Buzzwords. Hey, 2020 Buzzwords. There's no effort put into this. Why is it Easy Sleazy? What does that line even mean? So that's it. Sorry. I can't even get through the whole thing. It's, first of all, a terrible song. It's not great. The lyrics are terrible. The video's terrible. And it just seems forced. We don't have to put, like, talent behind things anymore. And I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm just saying, like, they just farted this out. Hey, you want to make a song, Mick Jagger?
Sure, mate. Here you go. Let's record it. Easy. Sleazy. You gotta do it or you're lobotomizing me. There's a song for you, mate. And Dave Grohl's like, I was in the Foo Fighters. He's like, well, what's the Foo Fighters? Football fake applause. Easy. Sleazy. I'm in the Rolling Stones.
Just spit on the mic. All right. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Short up today and all over the place, but that's how I am. That's how I be. And you should know that by now. I'll talk to you guys next week and probably a new studio setup next week. I'll see you later. Goodbye. See you later. Easy sleazy.